for everything that I've ever done wrong to you in my life. Oh, my father, come. He makes his father sit on his chair and he says that, oh, my father, till the day you leave this world, this will be your place. You will not move from here. Irrespective of whatever happens, this is your place and this is your position in this house. You will sit here till the day you leave this world. Now, there are fortunate people who reach that opportunity where they have the opportunity to realize their wrong and then mend their ways. But many a man will hold his hand in regret because he never gets that opportunity. A person said that treat your parents with the best of love and care. You will only realize their true value when you see their empty chair. Treat them with the best of love and care. You will only realize their value when you see their empty chair. But may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala save us from realizing their true value at that moment. We need to seize the opportunity now. Any man who has both his parents living, you need to make the best of that opportunity. You need to analyze what is your relationship with your parents. You need to spend quality time with your parents. Parents are such individuals that they will sacrifice their necessities to fulfill the pleasures of their children. How many a child will sacrifice his pleasure to fulfill the necessity of his parent? Oh no, you know, we're going for holiday now. We already booked. Inshallah, we'll see to it when he comes back. You know, I want to give you an example. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that with regards to the first saf in the masjid, he said if people only knew the value of the first saf in the masjid, then people would fight to stand in the first row. If only they knew the true value. If only we knew the true value of our parents, as siblings we will fight to take care of our parents. Today there's not fighting with regards to taking care of parents. There's fighting with regards to, no, it's not my turn, it's your turn. I mean, no, it's your turn, you need to do it. We want to pass over the buck simply because we don't realize the value of these ni'mas that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us. Had we truly realized their value, the fight would not be as to whose turn it is. The fight would be, I want the barakah. I want the blessing. Give me the honor, it's fine. You shirking your responsibility, I'll capitalize on it as much as I can. And if we reach that level in society, there's many a parent that makes dua that, oh Allah, don't make me dependent on my children. Oh Allah, if that's the case, I'd rather leave this world. We need to reach that stage where our parents make that dua that, oh Allah, I'm enjoying the attention of my children. Give me a long life. Don't take me away. I'm enjoying every bit of it. Look at how they are surrounded around me. Look at how they are honoring me. Look at how they are serving me. Oh Allah, I'm in no hurry whatsoever to leave this world. That's the level that we need to reach, and we make dua that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us see those days. As children, we need to be the best that we can to our parents. And our parents need to reach that level where they are so happy with the caring of their children for them, the respect of their children for them, and the honor of their children for them. A man came to Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and this riwaya can be found under the commentary of the verse, وَقَضَى رَبُّكَ أَلَّا تَعْبُدُوا إِلَّا إِيَّا in Tafsir Qurtubi. And he says that, O Nabi of Allah, I want your permission, I want to go for jihad. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, أَحَيُّنْ وَالِدَيْكَ, tell me, are your parents alive? He says, yes, my mother and father are both alive. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam tells this man that go and serve your parents. And look at the words that Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam uses. He says, for you to sit on the bed of your parents. Now listen carefully. For you to sit on the bed of your parents and enjoy laughter and a light-hearted moment with your parents is more virtuous for you than making jihad with me, Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Now it's very clear when the narrations come that a youngster asked Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. There the word that would be used in Arabic is shabun or sabiyun, a child. The words in this hadith, rajulun, a man fit to give his life for the sake of Allah. Not a young boy, not a youngster, a mature man. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is telling that mature man, for you to sit on the bed of your parents and enjoy a light-hearted moment, for you to make them laugh, for them to make you laugh, is more virtuous for you than making jihad, not just jihad with Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. When was the last time we enjoyed a light-hearted moment with our parents? When was the last time we spoke to our parents? And as we mentioned on the previous occasion, and we're mentioning again, that if you're not in the same town as your parents, now is the holiday is coming up, take that opportunity to go and visit your parents. Rush to grab that opportunity to hold the hand of your parents, to kiss their hands, to take their dua and to make dua for them. There's many individuals that don't have their parents anymore in this world. What's the advice for them? Now let's ask a question. How long is the duty of a child towards his parents? Is there a time frame or a time span for this? Is it for as long as your parents are alive? It's a valid question. A man came to Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and he said, هَلْ بَقِيَ مِنْ بِرِّ أَبَوَيْهِ شَيْءٌ أَبَرَّهُمَا بَعْدَ مَوْتِهِمَا. Is there anything left for a child to do good to his parents once they both have left this world? Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Naam, there's a whole list that a child still needs to do for his parents after they both have left this world? So here the answer is that the duty of a child is not for as long as his parents live, but the duty of a child is for as long as you live in this world. As long as you live in, you have a duty and a responsibility that you need to fulfill to your parents. The first thing Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, As-salatu alayhima. You need to make dua for your parents. And what a beautiful dua the Quran has taught us. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala teaches us to say, وَقُرْ رَبِّ ارْحَمْهُمَا كَمَا رَبَّيَانِ صَغِيرًا. That make the dua and say, Oh Allah, shower my parents with mercy. What a fine job they did of bringing me up as a child. Oh Allah, shower them with the greatest of your mercy. And this is only the beginning. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, Wal istighfaru lahuma. You need to make dua that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala secure the forgiveness of your parents, to forgive them for whatever wrongs they might have done in their life. And then he said that you need to maintain those ties and those relationships that were only there and existent because your parents were in this world. And here again we'll take the opportunity that not only your parents, what about the brothers of your father? What about the sisters of your father? What about the brothers of your mother? What about your uncles and your aunties? Today we are reaching such a level, if the respect of parents directly is so bad, who will be bothered about his uncle? Who will be bothered about his auntie? We need to maintain those relationships. We need to fulfill the promises or the pledges of our parents that they might have had in this world, provided it's in conformity with the Sharia. And the fifth advice that Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam gives is that you need wa ikramu sadiqihima. You need to honor the friends of your parents. And on this note, inshallah, we will end our topic with an incident from the life of Abdullah ibn Umar radiallahu anhu. He was the son of Umar, the second Khalif of Islam. Later on in his life, one day he was traveling with a whole group of students and people around him. And as he was traveling, he spots an old man, simple man, torn and tattered clothes, seated on the side of the road. Abdullah radiallahu anhu was moving in one direction. Immediately he turned his camel towards this man. He goes there, he stops, he jumps off his camel. He runs to the old man sitting on the floor. In a shabby condition, we look at him and say, no, beggar, bicharo, don't worry about him, let's carry on. He runs to this man, he makes this man stand up, he hugs him, he kisses him. He takes his amama, he puts it on the head of this old man. He holds his hand, he takes him, and he puts him on his mount, or his mode of transport, and he says, oh my respected elder, take this and move, take this and go. Now, all the people that were with him got the shock of their life. They said that, oh Abdullah, you did something so strange. That was a simple man. If you gave him something small, he would have been happy. You gave him a 5 rand, you gave him a 10 rand, he would have been over the moon. What was the need for you to honor him to such an extent? Now he gave him his turban, he gave him his camel. Let's take a modern day scenario. You drive in your S-Class Mercedes Benz, R1 million or over R1 million, and you drive in on the street and you see a beggar on the side of the road. Old man, disheveled, dirty, nobody's looking at him. And you stop your car in the middle of the road, you jump off, you run to that man, you take off your Hugo Boss jacket, you put it on him, you hold his hand, you don't say take a spin or come I'll take you for a drive, you give him the keys, you say take the car, R1 million vehicle. Now anybody who's on the side and has to witness this scenario, he will look at it and say this person really lost his mind, something wrong with him, he needs medical attention very urgently. So they said that, oh Abdullah, what was the need for you to honor the man to this extent? Abdullah radiallahu anhu says, kana wuddan li Umar. This man was the friend of Umar radiallahu anhu, my beloved father. And I had my beloved Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam saying that one of the finest things a child can do for his parents once they leave this world is for him to honor their friends. What I did was inadequate, it was not enough compared to what I supposed to do. If this was his respect for the friend of his father, what was the respect for his father Umar radiallahu anhu himself? May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us all the tawfiq to be the best that we possibly can to our parents, to love them to the best of our ability. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala save us from that scenario where the man said that treat them with the best of love and care. You will only realize their value when you see the empty chair. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us all tawfiq. Wa akhru da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.